Well, good morning, everyone.
欢迎大家.
That question because sometimes we're not going to get into God's word this morning.
Okay. 只有几个几双手吗?
Well, I hope that as often as we do this, we get together, we open God's word, that we're ready to receive from God, regardless of the topic, regardless of the person standing before you, we are ready to hear from God.
我的希望是说，无论我们做了这件事情多少次，每一次我们来到神的殿中的时候，我们仍然是有这个愿意的心来接受神的话语。
How many of you would say that you are excited about Jesus?
有多少人可以说我为了耶稣觉得很兴奋呢？
How many of you would say that you're excited?
多少人说我会为耶稣兴奋呢？
I mean, when I was a kid, I would stay up. We'd be the next day going to like a big event, maybe an amusement park or something like that, and I just couldn't sleep because I was just so excited for that next day.
当我的小的时候，假如我第二天要去一些玩一些东西的时候，或者是有一些大的事情要发生的时候，我有时候太兴奋了，晚上都睡不着。
And even though those two things are different, we need to be excited about Jesus.
虽然两件的事情看起来不一样，但是我们需要因着
Excited about what Jesus is doing.
因着耶稣所做的事情得到振奋。
I mean, this weekend, we've had a children's festival where the gospel was presented to the kids, and they had a great time of earning candy and playing around.
这个周末我们有很多的活动，其中有对孩童的活动，我们。
We have Kathleen Poach, missionary to China, who is here with us.
然后我们有宣教士，我们中国的宣教士 Kathleen Poach 在我们中间。
And many of you got to hear her last night.
昨天晚上很多人听过了她的信息。
And we'll be able to hear more from her today.
今天迟一些时候，我们会多听一些关于她的事情。
And to hear about the amazing stuff that is going on in China through the missions. Ministry over there.
我们可以通过他的见证，我们可以看到在中国里面的宣教士他们的作为，看到很多奇妙的作为。But
I ask that again: Are we excited about Jesus?
但我再问你这个问题：你是不是为了耶稣觉得兴奋或者振奋呢？
If we truly value Jesus in our lives, in our hearts, we will be excited.
假如我们真的宝贝，真的看重耶稣在我们的生命里面，我们会觉得很振奋的。
When we understand the depth, the height of His love,
我们没办法理解到主耶稣他的爱的长阔高深。
How far He has reached to bring us a relationship with Him, His salvation.
我们也没办法了解到他在我们的救恩里面对我们的影响有多深远。
About the fact that His power has no boundaries.
他的能力是没有限制的。
And that power, that love, our Savior lives within us.
这个能力,
so that love, that power is within us and should be coming out of us.
所以这个爱跟这个能力在我们心中，但是呢，我们需要将它彰显出来。
Our relationship with God should compel us.
我们跟神的关系应该激励我们。
And so this morning, we're going to be talking briefly about reconciliation, being reconciled to God, and how we should be proclaiming that to everyone around us.
今天我们会简单讲一下关于与神和好这个课题，然后也告诉我们说怎么样来宣告这个与神和好的信息给其他人。
And I'm thinking about the missionaries among us, about Kathleen, Nick, and Lydia, and many others who are missionaries on campus here.
然后我们也想起在我们中间的一些宣教士，好像 Catherine 或者是我们在这个校园里面很多不同的宣教士。About
their heart to follow God.
想着他们跟随着神的心。And
their commitment to follow Him.
他们在主里面的委身来跟随他。But
that's not just for the missionaries, it's not just for the ministers.
但这不只是为了这些宣教士设立的，或者是为了一些牧者设立的。
That same thing is for all of His people.
同样的心意应该是放在每一个人的心中。
That all of His people must understand who compels us to move on, to push forward, to share our faith, the gospel of Christ with people around us.
所有属于他的人都应该有这个激励，从神那里，从耶稣那里来的激励，来传扬他的福音。
Let's talk to God and just get our hearts prepared.
让我们跟神讲话，然后用预备我们的心。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord God, we love you.
神啊，我们爱你。
We thank you for bringing us here today.
谢谢你今天带我们来。
And God, every encounter with each other and your word is something to be valued.
神啊，每一次我们与你的相遇，我们所听到的话也都是我们要宝贝的。
Something to sit up and listen to.
有一些，这些都是我们需要坐在那里慢慢听的。
Something to have our hearts interact with.
这些是我们在心里面会互相互动的。
We ask you, Holy Spirit, to be here with us.
我们求圣灵临到我们中间。
I ask, Holy Spirit, that you'd speak through me.
愿圣灵通过创牧师的口讲出来。
That my words will become yours.
以至于创牧师所讲的话能够合你的心意。
And Holy Spirit, open up our hearts and minds to hear from your truth today.
然后我们也请圣灵开我们的心，以至于我们能够听到真理的话语。
And help us to walk out of these doors today changed.
带领我们，当我们走出去这个教堂的门口的时候，我们是一个改变的人。
And passionate to serve you.
以至于我们能够热心的侍奉你。
We pray this in your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Let's read this passage together. We're going to read verses 14 to 15, and then we'll kind of take a break and talk a little bit. So I'll read in English, follow along in Chinese and English on the screen. For Christ's love compels us. Because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Powerful words.
14, 15, do we need to read it?
No, it's okay. They can read along. This church in Corinth was struggling to see purpose in their day-to-day.
哥林多教会他们在日常的生活里面挣扎着要寻找它的意义。
They were struggling, and because of the struggle of life, they were too focused on the negative that they forgot about who was the one driving them.
在生活的挣扎里面，他们经常都将他们的焦点注目在他们所遇到的负方面的问题，以至于他们忘掉了是谁激励他们的。
Who was the one that was keeping them going?
谁是让他们继续走的人？
The one who compelled them.
那个激励他们的人。
And so this church was struggling tremendously. They were struggling with personal sin. They were struggling with their relationship with each other.
所以这教会一直在挣扎，在人际关系中间的挣扎，或者是他们自己罪性的挣扎。
They were struggling with their relationship with God.
他们也在跟神的关系里面挣扎。
And so this letter was written from the Holy Spirit given to them to encourage this church.
所以这封信基本上是从圣灵感动写出来的信，要来激励他们的教会。
To keep on going.
让他们能够继续下去。
Because it says in verse 14, the very first part of it, Christ love compels us.
就像这里所说的十四节，原来基督的爱激励我们。
The one who died for all.
在为我们死在十字架上的那位。
And that compelling of Christ's love calls us to not live for ourselves anymore.
这激励我们的爱就让我们活着不再只是为了自己。
That church was stuck in themselves.
这个教会他们将自己关闭起来，就遇到一些困难。
And when someone lives for themselves, everything is centered around them.
当他们想到自己的时候，他们就将自己变成自我中心了。
What they want.
他们想所需要的。
And the choices they made were based on them.
或者是所做的选择都是基于他们自己。
And things that might make them feel comfortable, things that might make them feel happy.
一些让他们自己会觉得快乐或者是舒适的东西。
And that was what was compelling some of those Christians in that church.
那这一些有一些可能是用来激励他们教会的人。
And I'm going to ask you something that might make you feel uncomfortable to do.
但现在我要问你一个问题，一个问题可能你会觉得有一点不太舒服了。
For the Christians in this room,
对我们在座的基督徒，
if you believe in Jesus,
假如你相信耶稣，
and you want him to do great things through you and around you,
你希望他能够通过你做大事，无论是通过你啊，或者是环境，
I want to hear you say Amen.
我有想在这里听到你说 Amen.
I mean, I really want to hear you say Amen.
我真的希望你能够大声说 Amen.
I asked that first question, are we excited about Jesus and what he's doing?
我在问你这个问题，也就是说耶稣问你在做什么。
I'm not asking you to jump up and get all crazy and jump around the room.
我并没有叫你站起来做一些奇怪的动作。
If you do, that's okay, and I'll welcome that.
你就这么做也好，我也欢迎你。
As Christians, a follower of Jesus Christ, it's not just up to a certain few to go.
作为一个基督徒来说，一个基督的跟随者，不只是说到某一个地步就停了。
We're called to be living for someone, living for Jesus, that His love is the thing that drives us. His love is the thing that compels us to do the things that we do.
我们被呼召出来跟随耶稣，他的爱应该能够激励我们来做他想我们做的事情。
So that no longer means I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, what do I have to do today? And I have to do this and this and this and this.
所以你每一天起床的时候，你不只是很沮丧的说，哦，我好像有很多的琐事要做。
We wake up with a different purpose.
你起来的时候应该觉得有另外一个目的。
Because the love of Jesus is what compels us.
因为耶稣的爱是激励我们的。
The love of Jesus is what gets us to think past ourselves and to think of something bigger in my day than just my tasks I have to do.
耶稣的爱应该能够激励我们看出超出我们每一天日常的生活。
The tasks we do then turn into doing them for a bigger purpose, doing them with the right heart, doing them for God.
那所以这样的话，当你做任何事情的话，你就会觉得这是为神所做的，它有一个目的的。
And sometimes instead of keeping to our schedule, we take a pause and look at that person next to us and reach out to them and care for them. How are they doing? Can I pray for you?
所以有时候当你做事情的时候，不只是按部就班，而有时候你会停下来看一下。跟哪一个人谈一下话，看有没有什么地方可以跟他一起祷告的。
Because there's a love inside of us that goes deeper than just our own desires, deeper than our own tasks and schedules. It is a love that goes and has no bounds.
因为在我们心里面有更深层的东西，不只是说只是表面的要完成一件工作，然后神的爱激励着我们。
It's ready that no matter how tired we are.
无论我们多么的疲倦，
no matter how inconvenient it is,
或者是多么的不方便，
that we have love for the people around us. We serve God through serving others.
我们仍然对其他人要有爱，因为我们爱其他人的时候就是服侍神。
We love God through loving others.
我们通过爱其他人来爱神。
So we said Amen.
所以我们在这里说阿门。
Let's make that true.
让我们将这些事情变成真实的。
Our church has so many awesome servants.
那我们教会有很多很好的仆人。
So many people among us that are serving God and serving students, serving neighbors, serving others.
我们中间有那么多的人在中间侍奉神，侍奉其他的弟兄姐妹，侍奉其他的外面的人。
Serving the kids in the next room.
或者是服侍在我们旁边的一些孩子。
Telling them to stop talking during the teaching or the lesson, telling them not to bother their neighbor.
告诉他们在上课的时候不要乱讲话，然后也不要只是骚扰旁边的人。
People that are willing to step outside of their professor position and talk to students and bring them to know Jesus.
我们中间也有一些人，譬如是教授，他们愿意踏出他们生活的圈子，然后跟学生来交流。
People that are willing to go and serve those who are ill in our church.
他们愿意到其他的地，到一些有病的人中间来服侍他们。
People who are willing to go to houses and talk with people that don't know Jesus and sit with them and build a relationship with them.
他们愿意到一些没有接受主的人的家里面，跟他们谈关于耶稣的事情，也请他们信主。
I believe Christ's love compels our church.
我想上帝的爱是在激励着我们教会里面的人。
But let's keep going. Let's keep reaching for more.
但让我们继续下去，一来接触更还现在还没有接触到的。
Let's allow His love to just flow out of us.
让他的爱从我们心中或者身上表现出来。
And the reason why it can keep going is because it's based on Jesus.
那有什么原因能够让我们继续这么做呢？就是因为耶稣。
If our love is just based on mere human effort, we're going to run out of that love.
假如我们的爱只是基于我们自己本身的力量，那我们很快这点爱就没掉了。
So that's why we need Jesus' love to compel us.
这也是为什么我们需要耶稣的爱来激励我们。
How sad it is for a Christian not to live for God.
假如一个基督徒他不是为了神而活的话，这是多么的悲哀。
It's kind of comparing this, if I can compare it, would be comparing to, say you send your child to college to be an engineer.
假如我可以做一个比较的话，我们可以想象你将你的孩子送到大学里面去学一个工程师。
And they drop out of college to be a professional video gamer.
但他可能就退学了，变成一个职业的玩电子游戏的孩子。
And you know, video gaming, you know, there's some great opportunities. You can talk to people about Jesus online now. That's a cool thing.
那我知道，当然你玩电子游戏也是有一些特别的地方，比如你可以在通过玩游戏的时候，讲耶稣的事情。
But if we as Christians are not living for God, compelled by His love, living for Him, if we're living for ourselves as Christians, we are not going to be useful. We are not using what God has given us.
但假如我们作为基督徒是为自己而活，不是为神而活的话，那我们就没有活出我们自己本来神要我们活的样子。
And that is sad.
这是很悲惨的。
That means one person is not getting to experience the fullness of God.
因为这代表了这个人呢，他并没有完全的理解到上帝的完整。
I've talked to people about their future.
我有时候跟一些人谈到他们的将来。
And I've said, "What do you think you want to do in your future?"
那我会问他们，你觉得你将来会做什么呢？
And some say, "Well, I don't know."
有一些人说我其实不晓得。
They might say, "Well, I want to do this or that."
也许他会说我想做这件事情或者那件事情。
Maybe I can become this and make, you know, a good enough money and have a comfortable living.
也许我可以做这种的职业，以致我能够赚足够的钱来生活。
And those things aren't necessarily bad in themselves.
这些事情本身没有错的。
We need some great Christian workers.
我们需要一些很好的基督徒的工作，在工作的基督徒。
But one thing that I want to encourage and remind them is that you need to be praying about what God wants you to do.
但我经常鼓励他们说，你们要祷告，让神带领你，也想一下你将来要做的事情。
What has God called you to do in your life?
看神要你将来做什么事。
Have you been praying and asking Him what that is?
你有没有在你的祷告中问神这将来的职业是怎么样什么东西呢？
Because when we are Christians, our life is lived out differently.
因为你作为一个基督徒，你的生命应该跟其他人不一样的。
Our purpose is new.
我们的目的也不一样的。
It's no longer lived for ourselves.
我们已经不再是为自己而活。
And as we continue on in this passage in 2 Corinthians,
当我们继续看这个哥林多后书这段经文的时候，
follow along as I read.
接下来我会读。
So, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Next slide, please. Though we once regarded Christ in the same way, or in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sin against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
刚才所念是16到19节。
We have a new purpose.
我们有一个新的目的。
As Christians, we look at what we're doing differently.
作为一个基督徒，我们 生活是不一样的。
One thing that that passage reminds us that we should see people around us differently.
这段经文也提醒我们，看其他人的时候也应该是不一样的。
We should look at no one from a worldly point of view.
我们看一个人的时候，不应该用世俗的方法来看。
What does that mean?
啊，这是什么意思呢？
If we view people in a worldly way, we will miss our chance to see them the way God sees them.
假如你看一个人只是从外貌或者世俗的方法看的话，我们就没有机会看到神在他身上的作为。
Sometimes we might run into people that maybe aren't very friendly.
有时候我们会遇到一些人，他们并不是非常友好的。
People that don't really care.
他们也不太在乎。
People that might use us.
他们可能利用我们。
Or say hurtful things about us.
或者是讲一些坏话。
And if we look at them, for example, from a worldly point of view, we will get angry at them and bitter and not want to talk to them again.
假如是我们从世俗的方法来看他们的话，我们就会觉得愤怒，然后也不希望再跟他们讲话。
If a friend has wronged us, we hold that occasion against them.
假如有一个朋友他得罪了我们，我会找一些机会来报复。
If someone has a strong personality and a more quiet personality and they butt heads, we're like, oh, I don't want to work with them anymore.
假如有一个很强的性格的人，如果是你是一个比较温柔的人，你可能不想跟他在一起。
That is a worldly point of view.
这些都是世俗的眼光。
We are encouraged.
我们被鼓励。
To see them as God sees them.
通过神的眼光来看他们。
If we look at people in a worldly way, we will miss our chance to see them.
假如我们只是从外貌或者世俗眼光看他们的话，我们就失去了这些机会，从另外一个角度看他们。
The way that God sees them, He sees them as worth it.
就是通过神的眼光，他们是值得的。
As valuable.
他们是宝贵的。
We are new creations. We see ourselves, our neighbors, our enemies, our children, our spouses, our parents through the eyes of God.
我们是新造的人，我们看我们的敌人、我们的朋友、我们的孩子、我们的配偶或者我们的家人，都是从一个新的角度看，就是从神的角度上看。
We see the sinner.
我们看到一些罪人。
We see the poor, the rich.
可能是有钱人或者是贫穷人。
The educated, the undereducated,
受教育的或者是不受教育的
the good citizen,
好人
the thief, the violator,
或者是贼或者是犯法的
the way that God sees them,
我们还是通过神的角度看他们
we see the native, the foreigner, those who socially are accepted and those who struggle socially,
也许是本地人，也许是外来人，有一些是社会上可以接受的，或者是不可以接受的。
The way that God sees them.
我们还是通过神的眼光来看他们。
If we miss being changed by God in our hearts, if we miss the people around us.
假如我们失去了这个机会让神改变我们，失去了这个机会来看我们旁边的人。
And look at them in a wrong way.
只是用一个错误的眼光来看。
How will they know?
那他们怎么知道呢?
How can they know about Jesus?
他们怎么可以知道耶稣呢?
Our calling is different.
我们的呼召是不一样的。
As Christians, that is our biggest purpose, to serve God.
作为基督徒来说，这就是你最大的目的，就是来服侍神。
To tell people about Jesus.
来告诉其他人关于耶稣的事情。
To tell people that they can be reconciled as well.
也让他们知道他们也能够跟神和好。
Reconciled means to be made right.
跟神和好的意思就是说你将一些错的事情变成做对的。
To fix the problem.
来博返归正。
And those who don't know God, they have a problem to be fixed because we had that same problem as well.
那些还没有认识的人，他们认识神的人，他们其实应该有这个机会，因为我们以前也是这样的。
They need to know about the fact that Jesus died for their sins.
他们应该知道耶稣也是为了他们的罪死的。
That their sin is what separated them from him.
他们的罪就是将他们跟神分开的原因。
And that because of that, there is something wrong, something happened, and we are disconnected from God.
因着这样，所以呢，有一些事情发生了，我们就跟神分开了。
So as Christians, if we understand what reconciliation means, that Jesus, when he came and died on the cross for our sins, he made it right.
那作为基督徒，我们知道和好的意义，就是当耶稣来到世上，在十字架上为我们死的时候，他们就将这个，他就将这个错误的事情变成是。
And that we as Christians have been made right with the Father.
那我们基督徒现在已经跟神有一个正确的关系。
The problem was fixed.
这个问题已经解决了。
And we're supposed to be like the Bible just told us. We're supposed to be.
但就像圣经上告诉我们的，我们应该
committed to the message of reconciliation.
那我们应该是委身在这个和好的信息里面。
The world needs that message.
这世界需要这种信息。
And Jesus' love compels us to share that message.
那主耶稣的爱就能够激励我们将这个信息分享出去。
In verse 20, we'll continue to read. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us.We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
所念的是二十到二十一节。
We are supposed to be sharing that.
我们应该分享。
If our lives are changed, if we know Jesus, our lives have this new purpose. His love compels us, so we want to go out. We want to share that truth with people around us.
假如我们的生命已经改变的话，那主的爱应该激励我们去到外面跟其他人分享这个信息。
No matter who they are, no matter what nationality, no matter what language they speak, or a religion that they came from, we offer them a relationship in Christ.
无论是什么人、什么的国籍，我们都跟出去跟他们分享关于基督的信息。
The Bible says in Acts 17:24-28, the God who made the world and everything in it—it's the next slide, yeah—and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything.Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man, he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. Though he is not far from any one of us,For in him we live and move and have our being. And some of you, and some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring.
所念的经文是《使徒行传》十七章的二十四到二十八节。
God is the one working through us. God is reaching the nations.
神是在我们中间动工的人，他也是唯一，他也是在通过我们来接触众国的人。
And this verse talks, this passage talks about the fact that he doesn't really need us.
这段经文里面提到，其实他不是，是一定需要我们。
But he welcomes us into the ministry with him to be used by him.
但他欢迎我们跟他同工，以致我们能够备用。
To be a part of what he is doing.
能够成为他的计划中的一部分。
And he wants us to proclaim this message.That we, the world, those who are in different nations, different, some religions, and all these different kinds of backgrounds, that they too need to know about this reconciliation. They can be made right with the one and holy God.
他也希望我们能够宣扬这个信息，就是说，无论是什么国籍或者是文化的人，告诉他们，上帝有这个爱，然后他的爱也激励我们将这个福音传出去。
And so that verse says, for in him we live and move and have our being. Our new purpose.
所以这是我们新的目的。
Our new purpose.
新的目的。
We as Christians, all of us in our church, and those in this area and around the world, need to take up that calling to go and tell people about him.
作为基督徒，我们中间的每一个人都需要拿起神给我们的这个目的，以致我们能够做出来。
To tell people if they come near to God, then He will come near to you.
告诉 各种的人，当他们来到神面前的时候，他们就会得到神。
That they should humble themselves before God, and He will lift them up.
在神面前谦卑，神就会高举他们。
We're going to be hearing a little bit, as well today from Kathleen.
接下来我们会多听一些关于 Kathleen 她的见证。
And I've heard already some great things of what she's been sharing and what God is doing through her and in the ministry over there, with the other Alliance workers in China.
我已经听过了一些她分享的关于神怎么样在通过她还有其他的同工在中国大陆里面的一些奇妙的作为。
And so I've already been inspired this morning by hearing her story in the Q&A time in the English Sunday School.
所以今天早上我们在青少年的英文的主日学里面，我已经受了很大的鼓舞。
And I just want to say thank you.
我在这里想说谢谢。
Thank you for being here with us.
谢谢你今天到我们中间来。
And thank you for giving your life to serve God.
也为了你将你的生命献给神，谢谢你。
And I want to thank everyone else in here who is serving God in that way too. Thank you.
为了我们中间每一个这样来侍奉神的人，我也谢谢你们。
Keep going.
继续下去。
Keep serving.
继续服侍他。
The best passage that I'll end with today that just reminds me, gives me a passion to serve God is this passage.
那接下来这一段经文呢，就是一直是鼓励我来继续侍奉神的。
Romans 10:9-15.
在罗马书第十章第九到第十五节。
This is what we are talking about. This is what we're telling people.
这就是我们要向其他人宣称的。
So read along with me. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew or Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved. And here's where it gets to our calling as Christians, as his people.
这就是对我们基督徒的护照。
How then can they call on the one that they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
14-16节.
That is our calling as Christians.
这就是我们作为基督徒的护照。
That we are to go proclaim this reconciliation.
也就是我们要去，要宣扬这个和好的信息。
Whether we go to a foreign nation,
无论是到其他的国家。
Whether we go to the next state over,
或者是我们旁边的州。
Or to our own city,
或者是在我们本身的城市里面。
Our own neighborhood,
就在我们的邻居。
Our own home and family,
或者是我们自己的家里面。
We are to be passionate,
我们都需要有这个热情,
and compelled with Christ's love,
然后让上帝的，让基督的爱激励我们,
to love and have a heart for all,
有这个爱所有的人的心。
So I'm going to welcome Kathleen up to the stage. Let's give her a hand and thank her for being here with us.
接下来我们欢迎 Kathleen.